something for the weekend on Saturday. Now, I came across something very interesting on Instagram recently. Hertility, at-home hormone and fertility testing, which is something I didn't really even realise existed. And on the line to tell us more about this is Dr. Helen O'Neill from Hertility. You're very welcome, Helen. You were just telling me there, you're an Irish woman yourself. You're from Cork.
Yes, I am.
I didn't expect that. I don't know why, but I just didn't. So tell me about the tests and how they work and what you test for at Hertility.
As an introduction, we are a team of scientists, geneticists and clinicians who have developed this over the last nearly 4 years we've spent building, using our own expertise and insights and experience to build not just tests, but a diagnostic tool that enables people to get end-to-end support from a clinical triage where we ask about your symptoms, your biometrics, your hormones, your menstrual patterns, to enable us to create a tailored test that tests individual hormones depending on those symptoms and combinations of menstrual patterns and biometrics in an at-home test. So once you've done the at-home test, it goes to our lab and then we will analyze all of your results in combination with your symptoms and biometrics to give a really tailored report. We've actually coded over 54,000 variables of report to enable us to have a very comprehensive insight into each individual from a personalized medicine standpoint, to give you insights into fertility, infertility, any of the reproductive pathologies that could lead to reduced fertility. Yeah. We can actually at present predict 9 of the most common gynecological pathologies through this journey.
The things like polycystic ovarian syndrome or anything like that, it's incredible, isn't it? Because really for a lot of people, I'd say that the first protocol is probably going to the GP, but when they start kind of looking into their infertility and that, they're thinking it's going to be massive money. So to be even able to get some sort of an insight with an at-home kit is brilliant.
It's the whole reason we started fertility. My background is as a molecular geneticist, where I spent the last 8 years lecturing at University College London. And I found it very frustrating to be lecturing about fertility, infertility, and all of the different conditions that lead to reduced fertility, and yet in my everyday life, having no insight into my own biology, and lecturing medical students and master's students about the importance of understanding their reproductive health, of engaging with their hormones and their menstrual patterns, and understanding what their reproductive risks would be. We're a generation of women who are expected to do absolutely everything. We have to have successful careers, we have to have successful social lives, we have to have time to meditate. And yet the one thing that's really coming last in this equation is family. And it just means that so many people come to us, or so many people, I guess, you're a very privileged position when you understand about reproductive physiology and anatomy. People really open up to you, and that's both an honor that people will share their most intimate things with you about their reproductive health and their menstrual health, their sexual health, but also their fertility and their journeys to conception and trying to conceive. And it's very frustrating when you know all of this information and you can't package it up for a solution to them. And like you say, most people go to the GP, and a GP is not trained in women's health. They don't have the tools to enable somebody to be diagnosed or to be put even on the right path. So you're kind of faced with two decisions. One, I go to my GP and I'm going to face either justifying why they need to test me, which if you're single or in a same-sex relationship, or you're just curious about your fertility, they're not going to test you for it. Or you go to a private fertility clinic and you're spending thousands of pounds just for access to insights on your hormones. So yeah. Fertility was created to be 3 appointments in one. The first is the online health assessment that we essentially use to navigate how we can best direct you in the most appropriate way of testing. The second is the test itself. And then the third is the report that we give you, which basically says, here are all the answers you need to know. And instead of it being multiple appointments and a lot of cost, it's €199, and it's all of the hormones that you would need to get insights into your fertility and reproductive health.
Okay.
And from there, obviously, you can book a consultation with one of our gynecologists or fertility counsellors or fertility nutritionists.
Is it as simple as some blood from your finger, like the prick test, and sending that back to you?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's amazing. So do you do the test?
Health is a new clinic.
Yeah. Do you do the test then, the AMH testing, which gives the egg quantity? Because a lot of women look for this and a lot of GPs don't offer it.
Yes. So one of the things that we wanted to ensure is that we never would test AMH on its own. We always test AMH, but never on its own. Because you can give somebody an idea of their egg reserve, but without asking questions in relation to their physical history and their symptoms, you might actually have what looks like on paper high ovarian reserve. But what you haven't taken into account is the potential for previous infection and therefore fallopian tube blockages or any endometrial damage. That's why for us it's very important not just to measure AMH, but to take into account any symptoms that could be indicative of any other hormone imbalance. Thyroid hormones, we measure their cycling hormones that regulate their periods, and we measure their AMH. If we suspect they have polycystic ovarian syndrome, we'll also test the hormones in relation to that. So we tailor every single test to be as diagnostic as it can be for that individual.
Your hormone health, I mean, we know so little about our hormone health, but there are people who might be experiencing, maybe they're not looking into fertility, but they're experiencing, say, tiredness and being irritable and skin flare-ups. That can be a hormone imbalance, can't it?
Almost inevitably, it is always your hormones. There's so little knowledge around how important and impactful our hormones are on our everyday life. Everyone is so familiar with their cardiovascular system and their nervous system and their digestive system, and yet our endocrine system is controlling our sleep, our metabolism, our weight, our mood, our appetite, our sex drive. Almost every facet of our lives is controlled by our hormones, and yet the symptoms of hormone imbalance are so insidious. They are weight gain or weight loss, hair loss, sleeplessness, bad skin, all of the things that we innately blame ourselves for. So we say, well, I haven't really been eating very well, or I haven't really been going to bed on time, or I've been working too hard, or I'm too stressed. All of these things are part and parcel of this very delicate system, which is our hormones and how they interplay with each other.
Yeah. And then people are reaching for certain skincare brands because they think, oh, that's going to sort out the skin flare-ups, when it's actually deeper down. It's from within, isn't it, really? How long does it take then? So you send out the test to people. I know you're based in the UK, but you send them to Ireland as well.
We launched in Ireland a couple of months ago.
Brilliant, brilliant. Of course, you had to be
from Cork. Which was a big proud moment for us to launch in Ireland and finally bring it home.
Yeah, that's it. Do people have to do the blood test on a certain day of their cycle or anything like that?
Yes. So the test will arrive within a couple of days of you having done the online health assessment. You will do the blood test, which is a really simple finger prick blood test, which thankfully people are much more familiar with now. You'll do that on the third day of your period because your hormones are kind of at a base level, unless you're on hormonal contraception, and then you can test on any day. But you'll do the test then, and then within 10 days you'll get your results and this report and a care plan. It's essentially trying to hold you by the hand and bring you through it. And there are many companies that have tests, right? And to me, I think it's actually really unfair to give somebody results to something without answers. And so we've been really careful and spent a lot of time developing the language that we use, but also the information that you get. Having a number, like you said, doctors testing AMH and saying, oh, you've got 32 picomoles per milliliter, and then you're looking within a reference range for your age group saying, well, what does this mean for me? Mm. What we wanted was nobody would ever have to Google anything following their results. Everything that you test, yeah, we say, what is it? Why do we test it? What it means for you? And then your next step, so that you're not feeling afraid or vulnerable, because at the end of the day, when you get blood results in relation to your health, you are kind of vulnerable. It's a very impactful result you're getting when it's about your fertility.
Besides the fertility, we mentioned about the hormones there, is there a test for women who are in perimenopause or menopause or anything that they can check with their hormones?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So the current test that we have is a hormone and fertility test. The hormones that we will test will give you an indication of exactly what stage of perimenopause you are in. To define perimenopause versus menopause is when everything has stopped. So your periods have completely stopped for over 12 months. But when people talk about menopause, really they're actually talking about perimenopause, because they're talking about that time in between where your hormones are fluctuating and you're getting all of these symptoms. So the test will indicate that. We are launching this October for World Menopause Day, it's on the 18th, our menopause and perimenopause test. And the only difference really is in the actionable insights in the report you will get, which will tell you, I guess, your next steps and the things that you need to do to improve your hormone health. For some hormones, like AMH, they are on the way down. There's not much you can do to increase them. It's kind of anticipated. For other hormones, they do fluctuate. There are dietary, lifestyle factors that actually really do impact the level of our hormones. So we have a report that essentially goes through, it's almost like a detective, really. It's saying, you know, are you getting enough of this? Are you getting enough of that? Are there ways, here are the things that you can do to improve your overall health? And our hormones are very important for that perimenopausal stage to acknowledge and understand, because essentially, the changes that happen to us during perimenopause and menopause are some of the ones that lead to early death as women. And that sounds like a very, very big statement, but the three biggest killers of women are cardiovascular disease, neurodegenerative diseases and bone density, so osteoporotic. And every single one of those can be put back to a change in our hormones. Yeah. So that's why it's very important for women to engage with their hormones, irrespective of their desire to have children, understand what their hormones are right now to say, how can I improve, vastly improve my life, my well-being, my health, my mental health, my physical health, my strength, by acknowledging where my hormones are at and then treating myself accordingly.
Just for women as well, we'll have women listening to this program today who avoid the doctor like the plague, so they won't have, maybe they're maybe they're always well. There is an injection you can get for bone density.
This is it. It's about going through a journey and understanding the subtle things that you can do to prevent this massive change or shift in hormones, and essentially starving your body of some of the things that it needs and hormones that it needs. It doesn't always have to be an injection. It can be saying, okay, my ability to retain calcium is lower after age 35. I'm going to start bringing it into my routine, but I'm going to start taking more vitamin D, more calcium. Little subtle changes that can actually build you up a little bit, like strength training, but for your hormones.
Helen, tell me, what is the website? And I know you have a lot of info on your Instagram as well, so you can give us those details while we have you here.
So the website is www.fertilityhealth. I think fertility, but for her, fertilityhealth.com. And we are really more about a website, more than just a test. This is about a movement to engage and empower women to understand their own bodies. We are sick of hearing about women who just have no idea about where to go and have no ability to process the changes that are happening in their bodies. And this is about taking back some of that control. And for those who don't want to go to the doctor, not having to, you know, feel vulnerable in a doctor's office, not having to feel embarrassed or ashamed explaining your symptoms and your intimate bodily changes, but actually being able to put that into a trusted calculator that has been years in the making by a team of scientists and clinicians. We're trying to revolutionize women's health.
I noticed on your website you had on it how the packaging is very discreet. So there's not going to be a big, huge sign on the front saying, getting my hormones checked or getting my fertility checked. You're thinking of everything really for the people who are going to be using this.
The big difference there is we're not just a company that's out to make money. We're a company that's out to make change, and therefore, every decision goes into this as if we are the people. We're building this for ourselves. We're building this for our sisters, for our friends, for our moms. We're building this for each other. And those little details we thought of because we view ourselves in the position of somebody who is going through this journey.
So there is Dr. Helen O'Neill from Hertility. Thanks so much for coming on today. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.